Welcome to our City Council meeting of Monday, September 14th. I would like to first excuse Mayor Smith, who is out of town. Also, Councilmember Summers will be calling in, I believe.
I'm here.
You're here. All right. Good, Scott. And also, our city manager is out of town today, so we have Jack Friedline sitting in for him. We would like to begin today by first an invocation from the Reverend Paul Whitlock of Desert Heritage Church, after which Councilmember Finner will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. All please stand.
Will you pray with me? God of peace and Jesus, you wept for the city, you love the city. We pray for the city of Mesa and the surrounding areas, that the needs for all, for food, shelter, and work, justice, and dignity might be met. We pray that the diverse people living here may join their efforts together to seek the good for all. Minister to this city through the hands of your people. We thank you, O God, for the gift of leadership you have gathered here today. Guide us as we meet together, that we might listen more than we speak, that we might think calmly and carefully, and decide wisely and well. We ask you to bless the representatives we have elected. Grant that through their discussions and decisions, we may solve our problems effectively, enhance the well-being of our city and community, and achieve together a fairer, more united society. It is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we will now have the reading of the consent agenda by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Vice Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4, take action on ordinance Z09-07, 10617 East Oasis Street to establish zoning on recently annexed property. Item 5A, act on liquor license for Choir Boys LEMC, a one-day charitable event, October 3rd, 2009, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 5B, act on liquor license for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day civic event, October 9th, 2009, 1-270 West Main Street. Item 5C, act on liquor license for Southwest Valley Regional Association of Realtors, one-day fraternal event, October 16th, 2009, 1363 South Vineyard. Item 5D, act on liquor license for India's Grill, 1616 South Stapley Drive, Suite 101. Item 6A, act to renew contract for automotive fasteners, related hardware, and electrical supplies. Item 6B, act to renew contract for automotive and heavy-duty truck brakes and wheel parts. Item 6C, act on contract to purchase 4 replacement heavy-duty front-loading refuse trucks. Item 6D has been deleted. Item 6E, act to renew contract for streetlight lamps, luminaires, and components. Item 6F, act on contract 2008-2009 waterline replacement, $193,451.23, funding from the approved fiscal year 09-10 water bond capital program. Item 6G has been deleted. Item 6H, act on contract to replace City Well 12 discharge pipe, $149,798, funding from the approved fiscal year 09-10 water bond capital program. Item 7A, act on resolution granting power distribution easement to SRP on city-owned property in Pinal County. Item 7B, act on resolution authorizing the use of eminent domain to acquire property for Dobson Road and Guadalupe Road intersection improvement project. Item 7C, act on resolution authorizing the use of eminent domain to acquire property for Greenfield Road widening project. Item 7D, act on resolution granting telecommunications easement to Quest at 845 North Alma School Road for Fire Station 218. Item 7E, act on resolution to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority for Fire Station 215. Item 7F, act on resolution to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County Flood Control District for design of the Oak Street Basin and Storm Drainage System. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance A08-40, annex land northeast of Hermosa Vista Drive and North Hawes Road. Item 9A, take action on ordinance amending section 1-12-8 of the Mesa City Code to authorize the presiding city magistrate to appoint court commissioners. And item 10A, act on subdivision plat sanctuary on Alta Mesa, 1938 North Alta Mesa Drive. Vice Mayor and members of council, these are the items on the consent agenda.
From any citizen?
None, Vice Mayor.
Any council members? All right, I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Do I have a second? A second by Councilmember Higgins. All in favor, please indicate. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. So that is 6 ayes and 1 absent, with the mayor not being here. So consent agenda passes. Then we go to item number 3A, conduct a public hearing to release petition for signatures on a proposed annexation, number A09-02. Do we have anybody here to speak on the releasing of those petitions?
No request to speak, Vice Mayor.
All right. Any questions from council members? Then I declare that hearing closed. And we move on to 4B, which is a public hearing on a minor general amendment, GP Minor 09-02, which is in District 6. Do we have anyone here to speak on that plan amendment?
No request to speak, Vice Mayor.
Any council members desiring to speak on that? And we declare this hearing closed. And we move on to 4C. Take action on the following resolution, a GP Minor 09-02 at 10617 East Oasis Street, which is at Signal Butte south of Broadway. This case will allow the development of a supportive housing project. Mark Center is the owner. Samish DeBell Architects the applicant. Any request to speak?
No request, Vice Mayor.
No request to speak. All right. Anything from council members? Then I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Would you please vote? Thank you. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
And that will be 6 ayes with the mayor abstaining. And we will move on to 4D. Take action on an ordinance introduced at a prior council meeting, which is a zoning case 09-08, which is again at the same property. Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Any comments from council or any concerns? And I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Councilmember Higgins. Would you please vote? Councilmember Summers.
I vote aye.
And that is 6 ayes with the mayor abstaining. And with that, I believe we go to item 11, item from citizen present. Do we have anybody wishing to speak?
No request, Vice Mayor.
We do not. Then we have a motion to adjourn by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Second by Councilmember Fitter. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.